Regardless of its origins, the Urantia book stands as a distinctive contribution to humanity's exploration of existence. It bridges multiple dimensions in a way few texts manage to do. By integrating spiritual ideals with cosmic mechanics, the book creates a model that unites the physical and the divine, presenting a holistic view of reality. Its storytelling serves as more than just entertainment or doctrine. It becomes a vehicle for profound philosophical insights, offering a narrative that intertwines cosmic principles with relatable human experiences. Moreover, by linking personal growth to the grand arc of cosmic evolution, the book emphasizes the interconnectedness of all things, making individual purpose inseparable from universal progress. What depth tells us? The depth of the Urantia book suggests that it was created with a purpose far beyond simple storytelling. Whether viewed as a divinely inspired text, a speculative philosophical work, or a unique synthesis of ideas, its intricate vision invites us to explore profound questions. It challenges us to consider the nature of perfection, asking how the book's vision of absolute and evolutionary perfection aligns with or differs from our understanding of growth and development. It encourages reflection on the role of humanity, prompting us to examine what the narrative implies about our place in the universe and our potential destiny as beings evolving toward greater unity with the divine. Finally, it pushes us to confront the boundaries of knowledge itself, challenging our current understanding of science, spirituality, and philosophy by presenting ideas that transcend traditional frameworks. By shifting focus from factual accuracy to the depth and consistency of its storytelling, the Urantia book reveals insights that extend far beyond its pages. It invites readers to engage with questions that are as relevant to personal growth as they are to the broader mysteries of existence, making it a text that resonates on multiple levels, regardless of one's beliefs.